To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wow, unbelievable news about Daniel Jones, who was on his way to having a great comeback year, and he tears his Achilles yesterday for the Indianapolis Colts. I actually feel bad for them, except I feel worse for us because we here in Detroit have suffered more than our share of injuries, and we lost a critical player as well. Colts looked like a team that, you know, was going to be a problem in the AFC, and they made a big trade, man. They made a big trade at the trade deadline getting Sauce Gardner. They have now lost three straight and four of five. Colts have seen this thing unravel. They did go big at the trade deadline. Hasn't worked out for them. And that look, stinks for them, but it also stinks for us. What we're trying to overcome here in Detroit is a slew of injuries, including a devastating Brian Branch injury on Thursday. They're looking like their formula is going to have to be outscore people. And you know what I mean by that? That's... You're going to have to win in shootout fashion.
Yeah, as bad as it is for us injury-wise, and it's like that throughout, you know, the football season, a lot of teams get, you know, banged up. As long as you have your quarterback, you feel like you have a shot. And the Colts lost the guy. They finally found a quarterback since, what, Andrew Luck retired early. Richardson wasn't the guy. I think they tried Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers, all these other guys. And it was Daniel Jones that was the one that solidified that position. And then they go all in with the Sauce Gardner trade, giving up two future first-round picks. And then this happens to him. And so, yeah, when you lose your quarterback, I mean, the season is pretty much done. The funny thing is, not funny, but ironically, this would have been a chance for Anthony Richardson, my guy, to come in and, you know, have a chance to salvage his career, which he still does, but freak injury, he's out probably for the rest of the year. So they got to rely on, what is it, Riley Leonard?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're done.
Well, we're trying to overcome massive injuries here, too. Regarding Scooble, here's some feedback. If the Tigers sign Scooble, they have to sign a higher value closer because we know we can't trust Scooble to finish a game. Yeah, I mean, I'm torn on that Scooble leaving the 15-inning game. And when he left with a lead, they promptly gave up the lead. I'm torn because I trust A.J. Hinch. I really trust A.J. Hinch. I think A.J. Hinch makes the right call most of the time. And I don't think he would let Scooble dictate to leave that game. But, you know, he wants to be one of the highest paid pitchers in the game. Is this a don't take me off the mound kind of guy? I'm going 125 today. There are paranoias I have about that situation. I'll keep them to myself. But at the end of the day, I get why people question that, but I keep falling back onto I trust A.J. Hinch. I think he's way more right than wrong. Next text. In regards to the Tigers, I don't care what the hell they do. Just win the damn thing. I need a championship. It's been too long in Detroit, period. That's from Roy. Well, what's the best path to get there is the ultimate question. Is it to hang on to Scooble and try and beef up for a one-year run? Because they've been playing the long-term game here, so it seems like it'd be out of character. Ken Rosenthal is saying it's time for Scott Harris to do that. And that may include, look, free agency isn't the only thing. Trades as well, in which case, It's a Tigers organization to know which of their prospects have the most landmines in front of them, where their success rate isn't as good as others, which prospects you want to keep and which ones you want to deal. Scott Harris needs to make his second move before his first move. Move Scooble for a plethora of prospects, but already have your second move ready to pull the trigger. Will you bring in your major league ready guys? So that's the thing. If you only are getting prospects in return, but it's an absolute haul of prospects, then you really better have your Bregman and Scooble budget ready to spend now. They had $176 million that they were going to pay Alex Bregman before last year, and they've made an offer, whatever the offer is, $100 million over 4 years or whatever it is, that's a lot of money that they could go spend, a lot of salary they could take on. If you trade Scooble for nothing but prospects, go spend that money and do it now. Scott Harris needs to make his, oh, I'm sorry, I just read that one. Scooble has been pretty much healthy for two straight years. Trade him, an injury may be coming. Is that the reason you trade him? Because an injury may be coming? Now, for people who don't want to sign him to a 10-year contract because they don't believe in pitcher longevity for that much time, I understand that. I understand that. I just got a list of updated division lines in NFL football. The favorite to win the NFC North after yesterday is the Green Bay Packers at 2-5, a.k.a. minus 250. So you have to lay $250 to win 100. The Bears are plus 300, and the Lions are plus 800. Still need too much help, I guess. But question you have to ask yourself is, can the Bears and Broncos do us a solid by beating the Packers the next 2 weeks? Because if that's the case, then it's all up to the Lions to just run the table and win the North. It's amazing how much is riding on this game against LA, and you can't just assume wins in the NFL. But if they go to LA and win, home against Pittsburgh and at Minnesota, you got to feel chesty about those matchups. You got to.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So there's a lot riding this weekend in LA, and we'll preview it more and more as the week goes on. Funny thing is, I'm not convinced the Lions are going to play another 1 o'clock game the rest of the year. Rams 425, Steelers home game 425, at Vikings 430, and that Bears game could be flexed to the night.
Could you imagine if that Bears game like decides who gets into the playoffs, or you know, it's gonna decide something, right?
It feels like we're headed towards that deciding something, yes.
And Ben Johnson, oh man.
I know
a lot of people here were really upset at Ben Johnson when he left. I mean, Aaron Glenn, it seemed like everyone was just patting that guy in the back. Great job. Congratulations. Then when Ben Johnson accepts the job, it was like, this guy sucks. You know, this is Dan Campbell's offense. But Ben Johnson's done a really, really good job with the Bears, obviously, and that game could be huge, man.
Yeah.
And I think it is going to get flexed.
Well, you know what's crazy about it is Ben Johnson, at his introductory press conference, made a comment in Chicago when he was in Detroit. He really enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. Did you see the post-game handshake yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
LaFleur sprinted across the field and gave him the biggest blow-by handshake you'll ever see.
That was because I just have to.
Yep.
I don't think, you know, otherwise he wouldn't have done it at all.
Yep. After the game, this according to, where did I get this story? Newsweek. After the game, LaFleur spoke with the media. Naturally, the question about the surprisingly fast interaction with Johnson came up. Quote, this is LaFleur speaking, "It was a quick handshake, and we'll see them again in 2 weeks." So he really didn't provide all that much. When asked if there was personal satisfaction after what Ben Johnson said about beating him two times a year, LaFleur said, "Absolutely not. It's Packers Bears." I don't believe him. Rico Beard has made his way in studio. Joins us now. What's up, man?
What's happening, Doug?
How are you?
I'm good. That was actually an entertaining game.
The
Bears-Packers game.
It was.
Back and forth, like, okay. And I'm yelling at Caleb Williams, like, "Moore's open. He's open. Throw it to him." And you went for the touchdown interception.
So were you rooting for the Bears?
I just got caught up in the game.
Okay.
I wanted overtime.
I wanted Green Bay to win.
I wanted overtime, or I wanted the Bears to score to see if Ben Johnson would go for two.
And Tom Brady kept insisting he would.
I was there for the drama. That was it for me, man.
I was there to watch the Bears lose. So I'm trying to set it up.
I mean, it started that way, but then it just got like, I want this thing to keep going.
All right, so I made a bold-ass prediction earlier today. I don't know if you heard it.
I think, wait.
Michigan will be 20-0 when they go to East Lansing, and I wouldn't be shocked if the Spartans are 20-1. Michigan State's got a little bit tougher schedule, so I didn't want to do both of them.
No, I mean, now that Duke is gone, I think both teams.
They could be 20-0 versus 20-1.
Michigan, their biggest challenge is USC on the second.
And that's a home game.
Right.
I don't know what Penn State is. Good record, but probably a little bit fat on a light schedule. Michigan plays Villanova tomorrow, but Villanova's not a ranked team this year.
Yeah, they're 6-1, but yeah. Now, all of a sudden, something happened. When they went out there and played for that players tournament, they got that check and was like, boom.
You're talking about Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they look pretty good. Yeah. Well, we'll see. Two good teams.
It could happen.
Yep. What do you guys got planned next real quick?
Playoffs. Lots of playoff talk.
All right. Have a great show. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Ken, great to have you back. Paul, thanks for working the phones. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.